you know, went down to the wire. We knew that was going to happen. We knew it was going to be a tight game. We knew what the qualities that Tyrone bring. But on the night, you know, I don't think we deserved to lose the game. But, you know, in terms of the chances we created and we didn't convert them, we probably didn't deserve the one either.
Yeah, but do you see it as much chance then? Because, what, was it 14 or 15 wide you had in the game? And really, during normal time, you should have been out well ahead in the game, Declan?
Yeah, we should have been. Listen, it's championship football. They get a lot of bodies back behind the ball. They make it difficult. There's no doubt about that. We knew that some of our shot selection wasn't good and we were forcing it early on. But listen, as the game went on, it was a titanic battle, no doubt about it. We were at the end of the day, it was a big save by Danny Rogers that kept us in it after 60 minutes. But we had goal opportunities that we didn't take either.
Yeah, before we look at those, Tyrone had a couple of points up midway through the second half. And really, I suppose it was with them at that stage. Were you worried?
Listen, you know, the game's always tight and you're not, you know, 2 points, we always knew we can claw that back. Tyrone set up again in the second half, really defensive, and they were trying to hit us in the counter-attack, and they got a couple of scores on the board. We got back down, we got ahead, they got back at us again, and so it kind of ebbed and flowed for most of that second half. And again, an injury time in those 10-minute periods of extra time, very, very tight, very tough, real hard physical battle, and a real good sporting battle.
Yeah. Let's look at the end of normal time. Tyrone had a chance, they had the opportunity to take the goal. Maybe their management said he should have kicked it over the bar. Brilliant save by Danny Rogers, and then it was Ethan O'Donnell somehow got his hand it to keep his in the tie, Deck.
Yeah, listen, that's what I mean. Championship football, sometimes you look at time, but I felt we should not have been in that situation, to be quite honest. But it was a brilliant save by Danny, and Ethan done the rest of the job. And you know, as I say, we live to fight another day. We'll have to improve, there's no doubt about that. I noticed improvement in the team. Hopefully one or two of the lads may be available next week. We don't know if this is going to come too soon, but it's going to be another epic battle in McCool Park next Wednesday night.
Yeah, was it very nervy during extra time, because it's a situation you don't really want to be involved in, particularly with 10 minutes to go in the second half, and these young men being put in a situation like that. Were you nervous? Were the players nervous? Because when mistakes set in, things can happen then, Declan.
Well, I don't know if you'd call it nervous. You were probably, the players' minds probably started, you know, the body starts tiring, the mind starts to tire, and you know, you just want to cut out any mistakes. And I felt we were very disciplined, to be quite honest. I thought we held our discipline very, very well. And but as I say, we just weren't clinical enough in the final third. We're going to have to work on that there, but as I say, it's always difficult to play against Tyrone, because they're well set up, they're well, you know, they're well drilled. So it was a real good battle, to be quite honest.
Yeah, do you know more about Tyrone now at this stage tonight ahead of the replay than what you get into the game?
We didn't find anything surprising, to be quite honest. We had them watch 6-7 times. We knew exactly what they would bring to the table. But you know, watching them and looking at it, and even watching tonight's game, you know, and trying to break that down is always going to be difficult. But listen, you have to give credit to both teams out there tonight. They went at it really, really hard, and it's a real championship Northwest battle. And you know, credit probably good advertisement for the Under-21 Championship.
Yeah, a lot then to work on over the course of the next 7 days, Declan.
Yeah, huge amount of work to get done, there's no doubt. And these players need to get back in resting now, to be quite honest. And, you know, we'll have to see what the situation was with the seniors at the weekend also, and also against Tyrone. So, you know, it's something that we're going to have to sit down. Yeah. And because these players are out on their feet, just to see some of them just cramping up. And, you know, we've got to watch that.
What about the other players that come in? Cian Mulligan was introduced in the second half. We've seen a brief glimpse of Rory Kiar as well. So they, of course, are on track maybe to make an appearance from the start. Would they be next week?
Well, listen, I mean, they came through tonight's match, hopefully, and you know, the type of game it was in the second half, there was no point having really a target man inside, because there was a basic running game in the second, second period of extra time. But and saying that, Cian Mulligan came through maybe 25 minutes of football, 30 minutes of football tonight, and that should bring him on. So from that point of view, that's positive.